Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of 1 Corinthians as we continue through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Who is worthy to open that seal? No man is worthy but the Lamb. You remember that great thing. And he begins to retake, he reclaims the earth back, because I use that word for for Satan. He's a squatter. Satan is nothing but a squatter. Remember when we bought these apartments years ago, and we had squatters there? It did not belong to them. They just stayed there. They didn't pay rent. They didn't do nothing. And they just, nothing belonged to them. They just squatted. Satan is a squatter. It don't belong to him. And one day, Jesus is going to get it back. And that's what he's talking about. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Now, verse number 27, he addresses this still. If any of them that believe not, now this is unbeliever, bid you to a feast, and if you be disposed to go, I love that word disposed. In other words, if you have an open schedule and you want to go, you're able to go. Whatsoever is set before you, eat it, asking no questions for conscience' sake. There it is again, two times. He said, don't ask any questions. Don't ask any questions for conscience' sake. For whose conscience' sake? That's a good question. Who's he talking about? Thank you. For everybody involved. For your own and for the unbeliever. In other words, don't ask any questions for conscience' sake. Hey, Joe, thanks for inviting me over, but where'd you get this meat? That's a thought. Don't ask no questions. For conscience sake, for you and for Joe. Just enjoy the company. Because you get into discussion, debate, you lose sight of why you're really there. Why are you really there? We'll share the gospel with him. Joe, thanks for inviting. Man, ain't this good food? Ain't God good? Provide these things, right? And you can share the gospel with him. That's the thought. Remember the last verse. Again, do y'all think I'm crazy? Yeah, I know you do. In verse number 33, he says, I do this that all people, that some people may be saved. So he goes to this unbeliever's house, eats the food that's been offered without asking any questions, give it with thanks. Thank you, Lord, for this food that Joe's provided. Hey, Joe, let me tell you about Jesus, that they might be saved. Are you following? That's the whole principle that he said. Refrain from eating the meat. Now, okay, I jumped ahead too soon. Look in verse number 28. Ooh, I told you, Dale, I'm going to finish this. But, if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake that showed it. Remember, it's not really bother you, because you know it's nothing. He's already cemented that fact in chapter number 8 and 9. That meat is nothing. Eat it, enjoy it. But if it's good, if he says, hey, by the way, you need to know that this meat's been offered to idols, don't eat it. This is what Paul said. Eat not for his sake that showed it, and for conscience sake. And then he says, for the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. So there he says again. Now let's get over. Okay. Refrain from eating the meat if the person knew that it was related to idolatrous activities. After being informed of the origin of the meat, if the believer ate the meat in the eyes of the, where it says any man, in verse number 28, quote unquote, any man, he's talking about unbelievers. If any man, he's really talking about these unbelievers. The unbeliever, the believer would be condoning idolatry and having fellowship with the God, with those gods that he offered it to. Remember, he talked about that in that last chapter, about being careful, be careful, be careful, because it would seem like you're enjoying that. Remember he compared having the Lord's Supper, fellowship with the Lord, and having eating with the idols. Don't do that. How can you fellowship with the idols and have fellowship with God? He brings that again to this, the idea. If the unbeliever says, listen, this meat was offered to idols, don't eat it, okay? Because then it seems like you're condoning what he's doing here. All right, let's see. Let's go a little bit farther. Verse number 29. Conscience, I say, not thine own, but of the others. Again, it's not about you, because you know you could eat this and it's not going to bother you, but his. You don't want him to stumble over this thing. Conscience, I say, not thine own, because remember, you're strong, you're a Christian, you can handle these things, but because of him. Or there's a weaker brother, as in the earlier chapter, or an unbeliever. You don't want them to stumble. And then, I love this. For why is my liberty judged of another man's conscience? That is a great question. By the way, that is a question. And Paul is saying this, why is my liberty judged? What I'm free to do. Why should it bother somebody else? And they determine whether it's right or wrong. Remember what the word conscience is? Conscience is where you determine something, whether it's right or wrong. And Paul's saying, why is my liberty? Literally, he's asking a wonderful question. Why is my liberty judged on another man's conscience? Well, he answers that. Again, the thought is, we would say, well, it's none of their business what I should do. That's what he's saying here. Why is my liberty judged according to somebody else's? Ain't I free in Christ? Well, yeah and no. If you cause him to stumble, there's a problem. A man may do many things in perfect safety as far as he himself is concerned, but he must not do it if it's going to be a stumbling block to someone else. Christian freedom and liberty may be used to help others, not hurt them. A man has a great duty to himself, but a greater duty to others. And I was going to read 1 Corinthians chapter number 8, verses number 4. You refer to that. He talked about that in verse number 4, about there's in 8:4, but we know there's nothing. Idol is nothing. Meat's nothing. But I'm not going to cause him to stumble. He brings us to a conclusion. Verse number 30, for if I by grace be a partaker, why I may even be spoken of that which I give thanks, I have to just read this because I got to finish. That is, if I can eat it with a clear conscience and offending no one else's conscience, why am I evil spoken of? If I can do it with clear conscience, I'm not bothering anybody. It's not offending them. That's what he's saying. Why am I evil spoken of? The food, the meat is not the problem. Causing someone to stumble, that's the problem. Verse number 31. Whether therefore you, eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Can we stay on that a while? But I got to move. You know exactly what he's saying here. Every activity in life, the believer should live every day for the praise and the glory of God. Everything that we do, everything we do. Verse number 32. Give none offense. Neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. This is inclusive of everybody. To the Jew, to the Gentile, to the church, to the believers. Don't offend anybody. In verse number 33, even as I please all men in all things. By the way, he's using himself an example. Paul puts himself out there. Remember, Paul said later, follow me as I follow Christ. So Paul said, even as I please all men and all things, I want you to do the same thing. You copy me. I'm not seeking my own profit. Everything I do is for others. You do the same, but the profit of many that they might be saved. That's what's important. That's what it's all about. So many other things I could say, but I need to close with this. It's not about us, folk. It's not about us. It's about him. And it's about them. It's about him, and it's about them. Close with this. Daddy used to have an office up there where the foyer, where that chandelier is now. It used to be an office. It used to be Daddy's office years ago. You go up, there used to be some steps. You go up there, and he had a sign about this big on his desk. Then he put it on a shelf or somewhere. And it had the acronym JOY. Oh, I still remember that. The wooden thing said JOY. Jesus first, other second, yourself last. That's how you have real joy. Our Father, we love you. We thank you for your word. Bless our time together. Lord, may we think of others more than we think of ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Quickly, let's get ready for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.